By the way, see, normal, yeah. When you switch on the mic, you're meant to say, welcome back to another episode of Olumide is a Goat podcast. But this time around, I cannot even lie. Benny guys been saying, when are we coming back? I see Percy, BC, I never see almost throughout this year. The first thing where he see me, he just asked me, say, Baolofeli called podcast. She be exam to turn shama for a podcast, my lord. Niggas be listening.
Yeah.
Niggas be listening. And I appreciate that, you know. I appreciate that. My nigga papi. Tell them, bro. Tell them.
Yo, what up, people? Olumide.
What to fake blade rough?
Honestly, this past few weeks has been one of the hardest this year. Like, crazy.
You know the crazy thing about this podcast? Anytime we record, now, these past few weeks, even I say they get harder as the months they pass.
This particular one, I have all of these noodles.
If you don't shut up your mouth, now very dark. This guy, they stop very dark man prickle. Don't be my prickle. So,
maybe when we upload when you post this on Twitter, maybe I will tag some of your nonsense with it. To let them know that it has not been easy. It has not been easy for the past few weeks. Yeah. All night class. Of course, we won the first class.
You are won the first class. Shame of FG.
I don't know the
vision, guide in your love.
We back. I really miss recording podcasts.
Oh, man.
I think I haven't touched this mic for like 2 months now.
Wait. A month and two. I actually need to check when last we uploaded. Like, bro, you don't think. Make I check. You don't think. Like, when I say you don't think.
I'm just recording podcasts.
If you don't reach like 1.5 months, I'm not sure say you don't reach two. And if you don't reach two. Like, even that last episode.
Like a month and 2 weeks, yeah.
Even that last episode gone, person no share link, August 19, and this is September 27, a month and 2 weeks, kind of, more or less.
Yes, now I said.
Bro, he's crazy, man. But we back, and you know I'm Olumide, aka Olumide Akinwale, aka Olumide is a Goat, aka one of the hosts of this beautiful, dope podcast that you're listening to. And with my nigga, tell them that intro,
what
bro.
What up, people? It's your boy Pop Magazine, the motherfucking building. A man of
Timber. As you always bust my head, say, see flows. Well, to even cut it straight to the point, the past few weeks in music has not been the, you know, I wouldn't say has not been the best, but based on what happened, you got to be very intentional with what you say out there. You get me? You can't It is what it is,
yes,
man.
Yes, you can't just talk anyhow.
You can't just speak on anybody now.
There are a lot of samlaries out there.
Let your things be portable. World of 2023.
There are a lot of samlaries out there. Tomorrow kidnap or be one of those people. Because I have my down ransom left.
If you look at your settings, your life, who do you think is your samlary?
Ah,
because these past few weeks, like you said, what do you think is your Sam Larry?
She's
spotting me, I'm being comedic.
My Sam Larry in recent days has been where we'll be.
Can you talk about it? If she go here, I don't die.
I don't talk about it. Anyway.
You know what?
You don't be yam.
I don't die, like, bro.
She has been my major ops.
But this exam period, she not really Sam Larry us now.
Bro, now we Sam Larry.
Now we Sam Larry. No. We did portable, so now the setting where
before she thinks she will Sam Larry us, bro. I got
we don't choke the settings.
It has not been easy, like.
Bro.
RIP to Mubad.
It's
actually very sad news. Like,
sad in every ramification, like young budding artists, buzzing artists.
Like,
he had these. I mean, I will not come here and act like I'm his biggest fan, you know. You know me now, but
you know the funny thing.
But the few songs of his I listened to while he was here, especially that Feel Good and Plenty Enemies.
That's not Feel Good. Peace.
No, not peace.
Ask about me.
Ask about me, bro. That's the song that puts me on that blessed project. That beast. Blessed. No. That project is solid. Can't even lie.
Do you know the funny thing? What the day I saw that, I saw it on somebody's status. That same day, bro, he was declared dead. I saw it on the status and I was like, it is not possible.
That's the same thing I
like,
said.
I told Zeke, like, bro, you don't hear say this guy don't die. Say na lie, say na stunt.
Me, I
say
think, never and I'm waiting, I think, because say them, they use and promote his project. Bro. We know, like, bro, now waiting, I feel that time. Oh.
He said, Pamela said, it is stunt that nothing they happen. Say na stunt. Okay, na stunt. I checked Twitter. I don't see reputable blogs. They post
them. I'm going to see some big names. When it'll be blogs, bro, or bloggers per se, they post them. I'm going to see them. This thing are true.
Now, Yemoli make me believe, actually. I see Yemoli is one of those first people to tweet about it.
You will not even want to carry fake news about like, someone like guys, that. Like, bro.
Very, very crazy. It was very painful. And I rap it to Mubad. His legacy still lives on, Abi. I'm not so they talk about.
I'll be now. Mm. Like, I mean, right now, I mean, it's sad that he cannot witness the Maza his project is doing, especially his latest one, Blessed. I think that's the title. Like,
yeah. But the funny thing is, see this EP, a very, very powerful EP. Like
the EP tap when he dropped. Now, why me I shock say the EP no go far that time? But me, I kind of understood why it might not have gone far, because for names we cannot mention, probably he was battling those people, you feel me? Because we never know the ins and outs, how it really is. But even songs that you can say, you know, the street person, you know, but what about play on my lap,
Do you know the funny thing? Nobody ever expects the boss to be like this.
True.
There's this particular Yoruba saying that says, "Ken Omafi Kulo Kiki." That is, may your death. No, about the TikTok, I interpret them. Ikulo Kiki, Okiki like fame. Okiki means fame.
Oh, that may death not make you
famous. Like, famous, but you do get that thing, that kind of thing. That's what it is like. His death actually made him more famous. Like, everybody was the buzz and buzz and buzz.
Only more famous. His death now brought out
new artists.
I won't say new artist, like personality of him that might have been misinterpreted. If you just go with the general slogan of him being quote unquote a street pop art or a street pop art.
Yeah.
Like, his death really showed that this nigga is a calm nigga. Like, he know they fight. He just did his own day. He know even to the. Like, the way people talked about him is in the light of him being a gentle person, not really wanting to go out.
Like, he's not a troublemaker, he just wants to be on his own and enjoy.
And that's contrary to what you might have thought if you listen to songs like Okpoke, all those street lambas.
You know the funny thing? I feel like he's
always out there.
See, let me tell you something. I feel like most times, all these niggas you are seeing, they're only making music for money. Like, this is our business. The personality is very different from what they sing,
from what they make.
From people we don't meet Badu, people we don't see Badu, they don't talk how many times. Badu is a very calm person. Even Nayamali is a very shy person. From celebrities, older celebrities, we don't meet them. He knows he talk when he meets them.
That's
like
crazy.
With the kind of sound he's singing. With the waist. Whoa. Do you get the point now? Like, that's all these guys are not really. They forget, okay, everybody
like
get their own inside of them
when
it's
shy. Like, who would have thought?
Like, Fireboy might not even be that shy person. No. Someone like Fireboy might not be shy. Can't imagine, say, mate, they tell you, Nayamali shy. Beside Fireboy.
Mammalian gang.
Do you get the point now? That's the way it is. Like, everybody just did. Like, the personality is different from what they are singing. Even CD Talker, I was listening to CD Talker lately, and it was like, he has never been to the club before.
Eh? Wait, I don't want to judge, but
it's very possible now.
It sounds off.
It's very possible.
No, based on say I know say they push some people music.
Not be say
now.
They even push some people music.
It be me it to see you himself.
Calm down,
like,
calm
bro,
down.
It's crazy.
It is very possible for him not to be.
To have ever been in
but like sort of his caliber. Like, he has the money, he has everything. He might just want to push out skits. Like, no, now my business with this, but my personal space is more than. Is
enough. You'll never get to know me personally.
Do you get the point now? And people where you believe they suppose they day out 24/7 from the kind of personality they project to us.
Out and
go
out.
Yeah, that is it. So
this conversation kind of remind me of a space I was on Saturday, and the space was about introvert, extrovert, what to Bishop Freeman, you get me?
Yeah.
Like, so they were trying to distinguish between what makes someone introverted and extroverted. And one of the points which I countered, but I kind of saw their point, I just felt like countering the point on this space, was for an introvert, like apart from them liking their personal space, they might not really like putting their work out there. But when you see this artist now claiming to be introvert, you're always like, bro, your work is out there, your life is out there. For the most, in the most cases, if you are big, like a top personality, your personal life is your public life. Everything is paparazzied, if that's an English word. And you see them being introverted in real life. It's kind of shocking. It's giving the art is not the artist. Like, it's crazy, though. It's crazy. Can't lie.
So another thing is, I just feel like at the end of the day, all these guys too, they get with it that they do.
Apart from
the apart from music, just being an entertainer, they have their own personal space to actually secure, like, because some of them, now even they're going there, they actually did more sin. Do you get the point? That's where they, that's where they gather the most, like, that's where the inspiration comes from. That's where they can actually write out good content and all. So forgetting the fact that these guys are still human beings before anything. Now they make us feel, see, because it's on 9:13, I guys, the entertain, say, you know, go shy, if you see people, you don't go shy, yeah. A lot is going on, a lot is actually going on behind the scene, more than we can see. So, I just feel like, as we just be for those guys, too.
But moving on.
Before we move on, calm down, before we move on, before we move on. Just mention your own top three songs of Mubad, like.
Mubad. Ask about me. And that song mad. Even like that's what made me pay attention to Mubad while he was alive. That song Ask About Me. Like, I don't know where I did, where I hear the song. Like I've said, what I thought of Mubad was just I saw him in the cookbook light that Lamba Lili man drop. I never thought he had that element of soul in his music. Okay. But that Ask About Me. So Ask About Me is number one.
Mm-hmm.
Peace is number two. Sorry is number three. Daddy, I am sorry. The way he calmed down, the illustration, the picture painting, the punchlines, the sloppy writing, everything involved in making that song. Even the element of high life that was infused in the production. Yeah. Everything was perfect in that story. So I just have to say that's my top three Mubad songs.
If I'm going to pick, I think I'll pick Feel Good first. I love Feel Good. There's another song, Backside. I don't know if you know Backside.
I've heard it, but not really like that.
I like that song a lot too. Like, there's just like I have a lot of them. Like, I've actually I started listening to Mubad as far as 2019, way back as 2019. Yes, and that was the first song I heard that actually called my attention to Mubad was Adura. Featuring Bella Shmoda. Yes, featuring Bella Shmoda. Like, that's the first song that actually called my attention to Mubad. And ever since then, I've been listening to Mubad. Since they don't sign him, I don't the you know, see, normal man, I yeah, my guy.
Normal, you guys rape now.
So I've been listening to Mubad ever since. And, bro, if we are to be sincere, it doesn't have a bad song. Mubad doesn't have a bad song. You can check out his catalog. It doesn't have a bad song.
Those that I've heard, none of them
are bad. It doesn't have a bad song.
Like, nah. So you say Backside, you say Feel Good. What was your third?
Ask About Me
has to be DS. there's something.
There's just this synergy I see, like, not even that. Bro, right from the production, like that production coming from Neptunes, like, and it's Abi with Neptunes be about. Is that Neptune is actually Amapiano kind of producer, and you know what he's doing with Amapiano currently, like Neptune's.
The way it entered, first let the beat come, let the beat.
Neptune's
phenomenon. Like, I can't even lie.
When you're talking about songs and I feel like we don't really see that part of him of producers, like. It's and true. Me, I tend to actually give credit to producers. Exactly. Not like,
especially when you have them as your
anytime friends. I like song, I know when I first go check who produce them. Yes, now. because now even producer is gonna be the main director of everything. Now you go talk to
maybe not even way, maybe not even producer, down like but this, the people doing the sound engineering.
And yeah, sound engineers too.
Mix and mastering.
Yes.
The people involved in no, and those no. I don't think. I think we've said it on this podcast. We cannot overemphasize the work of production in music. Yes, people in the limelight are the frontiers, the artists, the superstars, the upcoming, the fast rising, whichever way you know them. But when you calm down and listen, for every successful artist, at least there's two or three producers behind them that you might not even know of.
Yeah.
It's like mentioning Eruga without giving props to
Cook Beats.
Or mentioning the band without saying it on the Jazzy.
Yeah. Oh, Olamide without Bro. Fuse. Davido without Shizzy.
Even before Fuse, you have to say the
ID Kabasa. Bro, we can actually call Fuse.
Fuse was the one that had the uprising.
Fuse and Young John.
Because when you think of the run of Olamide albums.
Crazy.
Fuse and Olamide. Can't even lie. But you know, we are city boys, we are up. I told you now, wait. If my boy Odogwu drop, he's over. He's over for them lots. See, let me rant, yeah? 30 seconds of ranting. No artist in Africa. I don't want to say in the world because there's Kanye West, there's Beyonce, there's Chris Brown. But those are the only three artists. Let me see, before I shizzle. Kanye, Beyonce, CB, who else? Yes, maybe Sia, that I rate above Bonaboy in terms of musicality, or they're on the same level. Nobody else is better than Bonaboy. Mention one artist in Africa that's better than Bonaboy.
I know you want me to talk.
Nobody is better than Bonaboy.
Calm down.
Yes, I want you to talk.
I know you want me to talk, but I won't be triggered at all.
I don't want to be triggered and I won't say anything about it.
No comment.
You know what I like about Bonaboy? Yes, I will not side with him when he said he's bullshit too. Like normal Bonaboy, the jam talk or jam do sometimes. That one I know fit to side him because he has to face the repercussions of his actions, and by that I mean trolling him, not in any other negative light. But when it comes to music, when it comes to making albums, Bonaboy can drop a single now and you can say you know tap or you never enter your body. But when that song conde the album based on the arrangements, no, that song would tap now.
Actually, bro. Nobody will deny that fact that Bonaboy makes very good music. Nobody's going to deny the fact.
Bro, that guy, his run of albums crazy.
But at the end of the day, me as a person, what name of this album safe?
I told them. Okay. .. Kill off his song.
This I told them album, man. I actually rate Love That Many album, this album.
Otin Fagbo.
That is it.
I'm a Bonaboy fan. Take it or leave it. But I have to tell you.
I'm going to rate Love That Many over this album.
That Love That Many now standard album.
I know we talk about that. Let's
settle this argument on this podcast. I hope people listen and tell us. In fact, Spotify poll. Is Asake's work of art better than Bonaboy's? I told them.
How he kill him? No bad songs, bro.
I don't say bad songs. Just Bonaboy album better pass
don't
work of art. No argument.
People don't do already.
No worry. I rate Asake, but come on, Bonaboy.
Work of art. You want yourself this year.
So that's your album of the year, Work of Art.
Yeah, still my album of the year, Work of Art.
Timeless. No, Work of Art. Timeless feel me one album of the year based on one or two.
It's Timeless this year.
Yes. Now March now. This year has been a long year. Understanding too many things not shared.
Too much.
There's something I was seeing on Twitter and I want to get your take on it before we wrap up. Do you feel like our industry is not transparent? And by transparent, I mean when we hear news of foreign industries, take for example Hollywood, we hear this movie sold for this X amount in million dollars. When people sell their catalog or part of their catalog, that is some some of their albums or their albums. We hear they've sold it to Universal or they've sold it to this particular person for X amount.
Yeah.
But when it comes to Nigeria, it's always someone has signed a deal and someone has not signed and someone has gotten an endorsement, but the amount of the deal, the monetary value is never disclosed. You feel like the non-transparency hurts us more than it should. Because why I'm bringing that out now is in the light of what has happened. Like the ongoing case of the disease versus the person we cannot name like that. You know, if his deal was out there and say we knew the monetary value, people might have more open takes or at least more knowledgeable takes to know if he was quote-unquote ripped or it's just what the media is trying to make it look like, you feel me?
Okay.
Because anytime you have a deal, be it endorsements, be it record deal, be it distribution, it's always this person assigned with this. It's never this person signed a deal what of this with this particular person. The only time we hear of X amounts in front of deals in Nigeria is maybe Sports, Enyimba United, which we don't care.
Okay.
So do you feel like we need the transparency in the industry or it should continue like that?
Okay, the thing is, I feel like to a very good extent, we as Africans, like maybe we as Nigerians, we have this our own mentality of how we have this mentality of secret thing. I never see Nigerian maybe say one jan now we go to tell everybody say mo fe jan do. You get it in? They prefer to just keep it to themselves. And most times for people not to, because we don't know how to mind our business in Nigeria, we tend to interfere in everything. We don't know when to stop. Or to say we care. Imagine say they disclose contracts now. Okay, now as a label boss, I signed you, and the percentage is 70-30. There's a reason why you're taking the 30% and I'm taking the 70%.
Normal.
If I should disclose saying 70-30, what they take, you sabi many people will go to come in clear and say that 30 too small. How far we go? Should they buy 40 now? We go? Should they buy 50-50 now? Do you get? We as a person, we don't know when to stop.
We are over patriotic to put it that
okay.
way.
Okay. Yes. We the two pork nose. Where we supposed to stop, we no go mind our own business. Now, per se contract, where they give our money, do you know that kind of thing now? So, I just feel like, to a very good extent, it is better off to just keep the contract away from people because of the kind of person that we are.
We are, like, Nigerian as
because our this natural our being. Yes, our natural being. I feel like, naturally, Nigerians are toxic. There's this sprinkle of toxicity in all of us.
And we always want to be in the know.
That is it. Like, we always want our opinion to count. Everybody wants their opinion to count. That's when we all. That's why when that's why an influencer is going to be an influencer wants to know everything about
a celebrity life.
Do you know that kind of thing? Like, you don't need to know. Just otito.
Do your work. And
if you don't see it now, because they pay both of them, now why they take 70-30 now?
True.
Do you get the point now? I just feel like, in due sense of it now, if they should disclose contracts, everybody get opinion about the contract. At the end of the day, person will get contracts, I mean, person will don't sign deal, we don't sign deal already. But if you like, one, you know if you opt out of the contract again.
Yeah, or normal. He has to maybe got,
if you don't even fulfill answer, if they sue you for 20 million naira, you have to pay the money. Do you get the point? Yeah. They will sue you for amount, crazy amount that you'll be able to even pay than to just fulfill your own part of the contract. Do you get the point? I just feel like it is just better off to keep it to yourself. I'll be keep it private.
True.
That just no matter Nigeria. Even relationships there for Nigeria, everybody in a private. Nobody won't even many people wear this thing. You know, they no go show their big picture
to cover face. So.
I don't know why. Breakfast now, all of them go still chop and you cover, you no cover.
As Yoruba, we say Nigeria like Oju. What like come at Oju Boli?
Yeah, hey, Oju Boli. That kind.
Oju Boli one bank or Jen.
You have anything Oju Boli would never have positive thing to say.
It's always negative.
Because that attitude save is like a negative attitude.
Yeah, it's true.
Like you being a Oju Boli is like a negative this thing about yourself. Yes. So you you where they told you bully, you know they told you bully because say you won't talk anything positive. You are looking for something bad to talk about. Mm. That's why you are going extra mile to
make sense that
to know people's business.
Makes sense, to be honest. Car, I think of it in the Western world point of view. I think they've normalized that aspect of revealing
contract
and contractual, yeah. Contractual
value. And for a year now, nobody
will. And when it's announced, it's either they care or they don't care. In the long run, what's logic? But Nigeria, one
just
day,
like Nigerians,
you go fuck up
even,
one day, they go remember that thing where you
they
talk.
They never want make even sabi their net worth. Share na family.
If
like,
it's
like,
possible,
just keep out low key, Jari.
If you go ask person, share get say, money. You go that, say we thank God.
I just say Nigeria be say. Oh my God! Picking off late, mama no see. Now so amount in what?
Make from job.
Do you get the thing now? Like it's just crazy.
That one day important.
Like it's just crazy. You know say, Joy, I'm 2,000. I'm 3,000. Okay, on the, on your pay, they go. When they don't say you don't get option to no borrow there. When they ask for the money, you know that guy Tisha.
But
like,
true, Sha.
It's just our person.
So let's end this with our top three. / top 5 music or songs we've heard in the past couple of weeks. Let me go first. Be like saying that you do always go first. I'll say Fire for Fire. I don't know if I've said it on this pod before, but Fire for Fire. Remy Baggins and YKB. Beautiful song. Beautiful composition. And the video, incredible. No. You let me decide. Just go and listen. Remy Baggins and YKB. Fire for Fire. And there's a song I heard on Majid's EP. The song is titled, actually two, but I'll just mention one. Cry, Shayo, featuring Loje. I don't know. There's something Loje sprinkles in his lyrical water. Toba Timuju, sorry, yeah, bye. They not born you well. Like, why the addict me?
Mm-hmm.
There's a way he writes his songs that you just know Loje wrote this song. Even if you are sleeping and they wake you and it's not voiced by Loje, you just have that idea that no, Loje wrote this song. Loje is a very good composer. So, Fire for Fire, YKB. Remy Baggins, YKB, Fire for Fire. Cry, that was Majid and Loje. And Makana got a new song out. Bars. The title is Moves. You know me, I'm okay. I'm putting you on some Kimasoroju. Just go and search it. The VMI and Makana Moves. I won't say more than that. And there's this song by a UK artist from her album Mercy. The song title is Mercy. That song is a pop or the soft pop song. Give you into those kind of vibes. But man, I like the song, Sha. So that's four. Do I have a fifth one? How can I not give shout out to my bros? Dave and Tiakola Meridian. Yee. During exam period, only if there's something that's going platinum on my phone, that song don't overgo platinum on my phone. Dave mouth for don't they pay now. See, Olumide, they pause this song.
Stop it, bro.
Like, stop it. So, just as a recap, my top 5 songs I've been listening to this past couple of weeks. Number 1, Fire for Fire. That's Remy Baggins and YKB. Number 2, Cry, Shayo, Majid, Loje. Number 3, Mercy by, what's her name? Olivia Dean. Number 4, Moves, the VMI and Makana. And number 5, Meridian, Dave and Tiakola. So, Papa, take it away, man.
All right. I feel, well, lately I've not been listening to songs like that.
Yeah, it doesn't even have to be songs. Just songs you've been feeling.
Yeah, but the thing is, I kind of like anytime I'm tired of listening to songs like hearing the same kind of people every time, I would just start my Spotify now. If I don't search one upcoming like this, I would find me or
similar sounds
or similar sound, like similar category of people. So I've been listening to this guy. There's this guy, Popu. I don't even know Popu.
First time hearing it.
Popu is actually a producer. He's always, I don't know if you've seen his content before. He's always going from house to house to go and he's going to ask like, are you a music artist or something?
And I've not seen it. Spare the Popu.
P-O-P-P-I-L-L. Popu Lampels.
Okay, poopy, like I poopy.
No, no, be I poopy, like P-O-P-P-I-L-L.
Okay, okay, okay.
And Pearl was like, they're always going together. They will just meet person, like their producers, they will meet you on the road and ask you, can you sing? Like, can you recommend an artist for us? So I saw this guy, Tiffy, online. Like, I saw them on, I saw the content on, I think, was it on Tunde's Notes page? So that song, Enter, I've been listening to the song since yesterday. Yeah, my bro just dropped the song too yesterday.
Camilo dropped, boy, Camilo.
Yeah, it dropped tonight yesterday. And bro, let me tell you something. If you haven't listened to that song, you guys are on a long thing. Like, tonight is one of my favorite, like, banger. Like, proper standard song.
This one will be say with just the eye. Like, blue shit.
Don't worry, they will thank me later, Sha. Tonight by Boy Camilo. And the Baloranking to way up,
way up from one child Baloranking by
from the Total Gospel album,
Sapa Gospel.
Nobody say Sapa Gospel.
But Baloranking they talk way to now 1 year. No man, no man.
Way up, Ghetto Gospel, and there's this song too, Sabi Mubad. I hear Sabi by Mubad too. That was my first song, and Jello too. Jello by Fuse and Young John. I've been listening to that
I
one.
I still never hear that song. Now, that, not social media.
The song is actually dope. Like, bro, now that day I know, see, this guy know the small boy. He chopped Fuse on that album.
Young John.
Young John chopped Fuse on that song, rather. That particular track.
Young John potential, like his rise as an artist, as a singer, is crazy.
For this part, I feel like he's underrated. Because people are not
people see him in the light of a producer.
Yes, they're not seeing that part of him, and it's crazy.
And it's two projects deep, two EPs, probably a deluxe, I'm not sure. But I shall know it's two projects deep.
So okay, one EP and deluxe, yeah. One EP and deluxe. Love is not enough.
Yeah.
Love is not enough.
It was a deluxe then.
Yeah.
So if there's no any other thing to say, run up the Spotify poll. What's your album of the year, or which album is better, depending on how we phrase it? Run the poll. Is it Work of Art by Asake or My Boy? Now, what's the year now? You know what to do. I'm not tampering with the votes, but you know what to do. See, boys, we are up. So I told them, you get me, but run up the poll, share,
like, subscribe, repost, retweet, anywhere you meet it. Like,
and we don't know when else we'll record. Girl, recording face now. Okay, let's just tell them the truth. This is either the official last episode of this season. This is either the official last episode.
Don't worry. Season. Actually, they will actually find a way. You know, we can't just keep these people hanging. So we'll find a way to record.
Are you sure?
More episodes. Don't worry.
Okay. I don't want to promise, but it is not the official last episode of this season. Then we have one more episode that I'm sure of, depending on... Okay, don't let me say I'm sure of that. It's on a... You get me, yeah? So, this is either the last episode or we give you one more fantastic episode with a wonderful guest that we hope can make it in time for that recording. But if not, it's been love, it's been blessings, it's been peaceful, man. Come on, Olumide is a goat. Klatfeso. Papi Mazi, the man of
Timban Caliber.
What's he now? Egborolo. Kosoro Mona.
You know, this is not sweet.
You know, like, too sweet.
It has been a pleasure talking.
Teba de ni body coast to fe sponsor wa or to ba fe join wa. Sha make sure she has followers. Clout leave me. Peace, man.
All right.